This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In Great Falls, Montana, the Cascade County Board of Commissioners voted to approve a contract with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to pay the county for detaining immigrants. The county will be paid $115 per prisoner per day, which has been the rate paid since 2021 under a contract to jail immigration detainees, many of whom were initially arrested by Customs and Border Protection. The Cascade County Sheriff said that immigration detention is a revenue generator for the Cascade County Jail, which is required to raise as much as 70% of its annual budget through inmate contracts with federal and state agencies. The Cascade County extended contract runs for 1 year through September 29, 2026, with options for renewals in 3 subsequent years. Amid the Trump administration's highly publicized immigration enforcement and news that the Cascade County Sheriff's Office was considering an expansion of immigration detentions, concerned community members gathered at the county commission meeting to oppose the county's role. The contract also pays the county to house detainees from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, though the county was also seeking a new detention contract directly with that agency. One public commenter at Tuesday's meeting expressed general concerns about the county's participation in immigration enforcement. Donna Williams, a Great Falls resident, said, "I would love it if my county would be the county who draws a line in the sand and says we will go no farther in participating in this frenzy of trafficking detainees." There were many more comments against the county accepting CBP and ICE money to detain immigrants during a county meeting in July, when Cascade County Attorney Josh Rackey explained the 2021 contract amid concerns about a potential new ICE contract. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in contract materials that its agents along the High Line lack detention facilities and must rely on Cascade County to conduct immigration enforcement, or jailing. Havre sector agents have been the arresting agency for most immigration cases that have landed in U.S. District Court in Great Falls. The number of immigration detainees at the Cascade County Detention Center varies, though it's typically a dozen or fewer. A study from Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research found that Montana's clear-running rivers, lakes, and streams drew in nearly $1 billion last year. Licensed fishermen and anglers supported around 16,000 jobs and added $919 million to the state's GDP. Will Israel, the director of the Montana Outfitters and Guides Association, says, "That's huge. That's gas, food, lodging, retail, outfitters, guides, guest ranches, and guest lodges that are all sustained in mostly rural parts of our state." The study differentiated between cold water and warm water fishing. The best known cold water fishing in the state is trout angling. Non-residents are responsible for more than 70% of cold water related expenditures. Adam Strainer, the fisheries division chief with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, said, "The bulk of the warm water angling is based on anglers from local communities fishing on their water bodies, so both of those together, the cold water fishing and the warm water fishing, make a really great equation to bring a lot of economic benefits to the state of Montana." The contribution of water recreation, specifically fishing, to creating and supporting Montana jobs, and the combined spending of $1.27 billion to fishing in the state is great, but there is a catch. Will Israel of Montana Outfitters and Guides said, "I do think it is very positive for sure, but it also induces a sense of responsibility. Montana is not creating any more lakes, rivers, streams, or reservoirs, and so recreation and conservation need to be balanced and effectively managed." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.